You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening. So this is a opening meditation, and some of you may know that the encouragement would be to find the most relaxing position possible and to challenge the spiritual ego around posture. So it isn't to make a new ideal of lying down, but you are very welcome to lie down. And we'll explore over the days the differences that might come up in the mind from that change in posture. But it's not to say that you have to lie down if you want to, you know, like the new cool is lying down. It's not like that. The cool is following the innermost flow that you can find, the deepest river in your being. So just feel free to take the first few minutes rather than first few seconds today to start to let your body arrive and open to tune into this place that we're in, not just your place in the hall, the people around you, the walls, and then slowly, slowly, trees, earth, rocks, water. And then receiving some encouragement from the wildlife to really feel how you want to be on the earth and how the body expresses that in a posture, right? So the body has a posture. And our loyalty to our thinking, our loyalty to thought, is usually what is expressed by our body. Our body is in the cage of our loyalty to thinking. And we're not here also to battle thinking or to say it's wrong, but we can let it float into place, giving room for things to float into place. And instead of how does my body look, trying to make it match my idea, from the inside feeling and discovering the body in expression of aliveness, what does it do? And maybe never like trying to get a sense of what it looks like afterwards. Not like splitting off and looking, just feeling from the inside the goodness. And if you're lying down for the first time for meditation, then please consider putting cushions, if you're on your back, under your knees at least, and maybe under the whole legs. And so it could be rolling up one of the mattresses to give yourself some something under your knees, rather than being flat on your back. For most people, being completely flat on your back for a couple hours a day will eventually not be so good for your back. Better prevention than learning the hard way. So we'll have more. There'll be the manager's orientation talk before supper, and then I'll give an opening Dharma talk after supper. So for now, it's just resting. So how does the body receive the idea of resting? And then how does the experience of resting start to come into your cells? So kind of starting to turn down the volume, turning off the habit of seeing yourself and trying to make yourself match the ideal, the idea. And discovering there is aliveness that is available, it can be felt just now in the body. So we'll start with body first. And this is kind of a joke in a way, because we'll find that body and mind aren't two separate things. But we can kind of get out from under all the thinking that we have been loyal to by saying, let's go into the body, let's start with the body. When I say body, you can hear body-mind, not dominated by mind, not dominated by thinking, or just not dominated. So body, mind, allowed to be here as it is. Allowed to be here and in it, in the life. In the life force, in the body, in the here and in the now. Sometimes there can come quite some tenderness. Quite some looseness that can feel vulnerable as well as free, innocent. And just noticing how easily, how quickly something starts to cover that innocence or tenderness up. And if we could just have a few minutes where there's not really any instructions telling you what to do, not quite yet. Just being in it. No way to get it right nor wrong. Just being in it. Just forgetting that you thought you already knew. Forgetting that you thought you knew what it is to be here. And letting being here happen. A realm of no comparison possible. No comparison possible. So if and when there's thinking that is comparing, thinking this is better than last time, or I'm doing better than they, or I can't do it, they're all so quiet, my mind is going crazy, this comparing, maybe we can feel that it's like a dry bone that a dog is chewing. There's no juice or life in it, just an old habit. It has no relevance. To just that fresh aliveness bubbling up just now. That innocence. And I just want to pause and check for people whose first language isn't English, if you can understand me okay so far. If not, maybe just raise your hand. You don't have to say anything. Melting into the ground. If you're sitting up, you could invite the feeling of lying down into your atmosphere. If you're lying down, there's more of the body in contact with the ground, and there could be sort of an invitation to lose the sense of a boundary between body and ground in all of that stretch. And if you're sitting up, maybe including for a little while a sense of the back of the body as well as the places the body touches the ground, resting back into the back and the seat and the legs, the feet, including maybe the back of the head if you wish, but with a sort of centering lower down in the body, not highlighting the head area. And letting the body melt down, sink, take up a bit more room. And enjoy being here. There's not this strict, small space called meditation apart from life that we're trying to stick ourselves in. Here we are, and there's the ground and the air and the sounds and the life within. And sometimes as we start to feel a little bit more our inner space and world, and quiet down a little bit, it's as if we come to a kind of fork in the road, so where we could go in two different directions. We're starting to quiet down a little bit. Maybe the mind is still going crazy, but maybe the breathing has slowed down a bit. And some part of us that wants to get it right will try to enforce an idea of calming down. and ignore the fact that so much is going on in this moment of life. And if we could not go down that path and just feel if there's some confusion inside, I'm quieting down, but as I'm quieting down, I'm discovering how much is going on. Even just in the body, not to mention the mind or the world. And so if we could rest down into a quality of quietness or innerness, inwardness, that allows things to go on, allows life to go on. And if we could keep practicing that move away from trying to, with a strictness, make it be quiet. If we can stay with an inner loyalty, an inner shift, a movement, leaning into, resting into, a quality of quietness. A love of doing less, a love of releasing the unnecessary activity, the addictive activity. A love of freedom. A freedom that doesn't mean me getting my way, getting what I want. A freedom that's not about force. Trying to force things to be how I think they should be. But a freedom of discovery of what it is. What is it? Just now. Sometimes it's more available to just love that inner quietness quality. To love a feeling of being in touch with aliveness. And just sort of to quietly devote to allowing aliveness to keep bubbling up. But many times that's too subtle for us to stay with at first. But when it's accessible, just allowing a love of life, a love of an inner quietness, allowing the vastness of life. Sometimes that's more accessible by resting into and feeling the lower belly. And so sometimes we might start out with the location of lower belly. And then as we quiet into the lower belly location, we might start to find less and less sense of strict location, more and more a feeling of vastness, endlessness, spaciousness, and a love of that. A delight in it. A quiet sweetness of staying in touch with aliveness and allowing that spreading out feeling. So that's one way of practicing, is just coming into the lower belly and noticing what you notice. Feeling if there's a feeling of weight, warmth or coolness, texture, a texture on the skin or a texture inside that might feel smooth or dense or expansive, silky, solid. You might feel streams of biology coming through. You might feel streams of energy coming through. And once we kind of get to know a little bit what are the kinds of things that we can feel in the lower belly area, we could again rest back and feel and have interest in not just what can I feel, but how can I receive this? What are the different ways of receiving what's happening in the lower belly? So what is happening and how to approach, how to receive. So sometimes it's important just to really take the time to notice what can I feel here. And then the mind is off somewhere else and we come back and say, but wait, what can I feel here? That feels like a shape of the right hip bone there in the back side of the lower belly area. That feels like a stretching movement of the in-breath. So then stretching and hardness, roundness, translating it into more and more simple physical experiences of texture and temperature and as much physical as possible. Continually noticing when you're more in the head or up above looking down and noticing the lower belly. And if it's possible to shift to be inside our lower belly, to be it, and feel what we feel as lower belly. And even so, even once we might shift and really be inside that space, that volume, we can start to notice sometimes if there's a pushy, if we're being pushy, trying to catch the sensations. Sometimes we need to be pushy. Many times we need to relax out of being pushy. So sometimes there's a kind of rhythm of practice of realizing I'm somewhere else and coming to the lower belly. So kind of directing my attention to that place, getting inside that location, that volume, and then resting back and receiving. So we have a few moments of directing our attention to the location and then remembering to relax back and receive. That actually we don't have to invent or make up a lower belly. We're just coming here and then receiving what it is. Erasing what we expected to find, erasing our expectations, our thoughts about it. Letting the images in the mind of what we think the lower belly is like, just to be known to be images. No problem. But what are the sensations? and with a kind of humor. We don't have to ask this question in words, but to have the sense of humor. What is a sensation, actually? To remember we don't even know. But we can feel. Another important quality in staying somewhere, like the lower belly, is just that we are really ready. We're ready for when boredom will come. We're not surprised when boredom comes. A force for distraction comes, and it has a certain quality, subtle sensation, texture to it. It's often very drying, like a wind that's blowing in many directions. And we just find a little bit more room so that we can feel what boredom feels like, but not be moved by it, not believe in it. It's just a kind of windstorm or sandstorm. And maybe it would be great if we can feel in ourselves a kind of childlike aspect that both wants to be playful because we don't actually know. We realize, I don't know anything. And so we can be playful. And this childlike quality that is playful and exact, the way that children can be so honest and playful, so kind of scientific and playful, juicy. So a really natural, organic energy inside ourselves that is willing to realize, I don't know anything. What I expected to find is not here. What I thought I knew is just like some old books on some dusty shelves. And wow, it's safe to realize I don't know. I don't die just because I don't know. There's nothing shameful in admitting to myself, I know nothing. And something starts to come alive of curiosity that's willing to really get in close to our experience, that really wants to know what is the experience. Not what do I think about the experience, but what is it? And it's like a child would be willing to crawl under a table or through some bushes to follow the trail, follow the track of exploration, of experimenting, of discovering. We keep crawling underneath all of our thoughts about how we're doing and what it is and where it's going to lead us. To really keep the smell in our nose of this aliveness that's bubbling up now, that freshness, the fresh scent. A willingness to really stay close to what it is, to the freshest right now aliveness bubbling up, even though I don't know what it is. So we can be playful about our own sense of importance. We think that we're these serious meditators and we should know how to be in the body already. And the playfulness that can just throw that away. And be in touch. And find a way of letting ourselves receive this moment's aliveness, direct and fresh. Without making it into something special or important, just whatever it is, receiving it. A quality of listening. A quality of sacred space. Where we really kind of protect this intimacy with aliveness from the way the mind wants to make a conclusion too soon about what it is. And we just let it be fresh. All of this goes against the forces of habit and conditioning, programming, ego. And so we don't need to assume it's going to be easy. Even though we're relaxing, we're letting ourselves be easygoing, and we can just accept that that is the hardest thing. And each moment, each little drop of just receiving life as it is in the lower belly. Each drop gives a lot and goes against really strong forces of conditioning, programming, personality. And so there will come distraction, sabotage on so many levels. And that childlike way of just continually crawling underneath and staying with the freshness when we can, if we can. But also wherever you find yourself, suddenly you're in Argentina, or the Arctic Circle, or just another spot in the hall that you wish you'd taken, or whatever. The childlike way of learning from everything. Whatever kind of distraction, just feeling how it is in the body. Where did it start from? And then feeling that there is ground, air, sounds, body, lower belly. Our distraction didn't end the world. It didn't end the flow of life. The programming just did what it was programmed to do. And the miracle is that we realized, whoa, that's not all that's happening here. And there is somewhere in me a taste for this aliveness and freshness, innocence. If the lower belly is not a place that you can connect with, it's no problem, of course. There's many other places in the body to connect with. You may already know, you may already feel from your own previous practice or just now. Or you might want to discover afresh. The back of the body sometimes is a very helpful place to tune into. The chest, the hands, or the feet. The hips. The lower back or tailbone, sacrum. Knowing your own mind and your own way of working. If you tend to feel overwhelmed by choice, then just go with one, your best guess now. Maybe just lower belly or back. Could be which place in the body feels more alive, more subtle, or more home-like. Which place tends more towards that quality of quietness inwardly? And if your intuition is saying to be in the lower belly, but you find it hard to stay there, it can be really worthwhile to give it a few days. It can be, for some people, more subtle and therefore harder to stay with, or it can be that there's so much going on there that it can be hard to feel for the quietness. But if your intuition says lower belly, then maybe try it for 2 or 3 days. Sometimes when the mind is really into distracting, it can be wonderful to include the fullness of the breath with a place in the body as well. So maybe resting into the back, for example, and resting on and riding the breath, feeling it go down as you breathe out and fill in and up as the breath comes in. As much as possible, not as a sense of narrowing or trying to make things smaller. But giving the mind a reminder about resting into the back and on or with or inside the breath, the breathing. Not as a cage or a too tight suit or room, but as another kind of magnetism, another kind of Interest. More inward than outward. That leaves room for the kind of lovely qualities of the breath. A roominess, having room rather than being enclosed in tightness. And just finally, after all these instructions about being in the body, if you find that you just cannot find body, for some people they really don't feel body. If that's the case, sometimes even though you can't feel body, or it's so hard to find anything like body, sometimes there still could be a feeling of really going deep within. Or there could be a feeling of deep within, what is the sense of what's most important and precious that you really deeply, secretly love most? And exploring for that, both what is it that's precious, and how does it feel to be in connection with that? And both for people who can connect with the body and for people who cannot, sometimes a lovely way to arrive into a meditation is to start with, especially here, really opening out in all directions to sound. As a spacious experience that the space of body is included in as sound travels through. And then gradually settling into body or the deep love, the deep honoring of what's important in life, if body is unavailable. And now maybe, if you wish, just again resting back and releasing all these words and instructions for a few moments. Being here. Welcome in it, in this life. In it as it is. Simple and mysterious, as you are. What you like and don't like. All included. And maybe there's a sense of some kind of deep life intention for this time. Not what you think your intention is, but maybe somewhere in the lower belly there's a sense of what your life has ripened to at this point. What's available now that maybe wasn't there last week even, or last year. Or what in the stretch of your whole lifetime is important? Just now. That you're willing to give yourself to. You're willing to support that. With your silence, with your time, with your practice. To give, to sustain, to give sustenance to what this week together. Just leaving it that open for a while, that question. What's important right now to remember openness or groundedness, love, silence. To give this week as a gift to your whole lifetime. And also beyond maybe your lifetime for the benefit of all. May our practice and lives be dedicated to the momentum of awakening for all, including ourselves.